So today's meeting is all about kind of following along on some of the exercises that are available from Mike Dooley's Love Your Life in 30 Days. And if you know how to get to YouTube, and I assume most of you do, he's got all of his talks available. I get an email every day because I signed up. Those talks don't go any more than 2 hours at 2 minutes a day. Not 2 hours. And there's a companion workbook that I bought from Amazon, and I've got it on my Kindle. And also, you can, you know, if you have Kindle for PC, then you can download it there too. So the workbook kind of helps reinforce what you hear in the his 2 minute talks. Now, I guess the best thing I had to do at this point in time is talk to you a little bit about who Mike Dooley is. I've been getting his daily emails, free notes from the universe, which you can sign up for on his website. He started out as an international tax specialist, and he worked for PricewaterhouseCoopers, which is kind of a real straight-laced company. And it's hard to imagine, from what I've learned about Mike Dooley over the years, that's it's hard to believe a guy that can come on and say Jambo Jambo to start his talks on YouTube was once a tax specialist. So at some point, he had a vision for something bigger in his life. And with his brother Andy and his mother, they founded Tut Enterprises, which are totally unique thoughts. And their first job was to sell T-shirts. And then later on, they became the Adventurers Club to celebrate the adventure of life. And that's kind of where Tut Enterprises has been ever since then. He's produced many books and audio courses. One is Dreams Come True, and the other one, which I have the book, but I haven't read it yet, it's The Top 10 Things Dead People Want to Tell You. And Life on Earth, Understanding Who We Are, How We Got Here, and What Might Lie Ahead. And with a title like that, I couldn't resist that one. So we normally do treasure mapping at this time of year. Most New Thought churches do that. I know that at the Celebration Center that they're doing treasure mapping, I believe, today. And I've been doing it now, I don't know how long, but my year doesn't seem complete without a treasure map. And so the ironic thing is last month Gail talked about Neville Goddard, who's been, you know, like, if I had to boil down the essence of what he teaches or taught, it's that through your visions you create. And so it's perfect. What we're going to be doing today is creating a visual map of our year. So for me, it's always brought a feeling of satisfaction when I look back over the year and I have my last looks at, I keep it up above where my computer is, which is where I spend probably the most time when I'm home. And I can look up there, and I can, at the end of the year, I can really see how it has affected me in many ways. For instance, I put a picture of a Subaru Forester on there, and I got it. and the thing that I put in the center of my treasure map for last year was plan big, and then a quote. Love is what carries you, for it is always there, even in the dark, most in the dark, but shining out at times like gold stitches in a piece of embroidery by Wendell Berry. And I looked at that, I reread it, because I read it almost every day, and I realized I really felt that this year. I really felt that love and that support. So I'm pretty impressed by I continue to be impressed by the power of treasure mapping. So what I'm going to be doing is walking you three of the exercises, the first three exercises that Mike Dooley has in his series, Love Your Life in 30 Days. There are actually 30 exercises, and right now, I think we're on day 5 or something like that. So, you know, if you're following along with the YouTube talks. But we're going to do exercises 1 through 3. And then in between the exercises, we're going to be, I'm going to stop the talk, and we're going to be actually writing some things down. And so if you're listening from the internet, just follow along with the exercise, and then you may want to pause your recording and then pick it up when you feel like you're ready to move on. So this is the first exercise. This is about getting clear about your priorities for the year, the areas where you want to create change in your life and growth. Now, we can always create change and growth, but we want to be deliberate about it. So the first exercise is to come up with the priorities. And you want to maybe select as many as 5 or as few as 1. And here are some ideas for you. Happiness, health, love, friendship, creativity, spirituality, adventure, and abundance. So, you can close your eyes and see if you can feel what one or more of these areas would feel like if you created change in that area. The second exercise is to create the theme for the year. And this is kind of an overarching phrase that would encompass your priorities. And of course, we want to make sure that what they do is they engage our imagination. They're not, you know, they're words that make us enthusiastic when we think about them. So I'm going to give you some ideas from Mike Dooley. International world traveler. Healthy, happy, and thriving. Adventure, exploration, and discovery. Overflowing with abundance. Living limitless and free. Peace, harmony, and tranquility. Living life to the fullest each day. Making a difference in the world. Creatively inspired and fulfilled. Spiritually empowered. The best year of my life.
Yet.
Yet. And happily in love and loved. And you may want to juice it up a little bit using adjectives that inspire you. you know, like happily or joyfully, overflowingly. And later on, you know, as you work with this back when you're home, you may want to turn this into a mantra, like, I am living a healthy, happy, and thriving life. So that's the second exercise, to come up with your theme for the year. And last but not least, the third exercise is to take, you know, look back on that first the general area in your life where you want to create change, and we're going to start associating some details with that. And these details are the ones that help kind of fuel your imagination. So imagine any smells, sights, tastes, or touch connected with these details. For instance, if my thing for the year was about living a healthy life, I can imagine being able to smell easily, breathe easily, walk easily. I imagine being flexible. So you start adding on to those thoughts and just let your mind go or your pen go. So this is what you end up with is kind of a verbal treasure map. And here's some examples for you. Travel, exploration, meeting new people, peace and serenity, seeing new treasures the world has to offer, imagine being in a marketplace and seeing a wide variety of fruit and smelling and tasting those that appeal to you. By the way, I edited a little bit from Mike Dooley and added a few of my own because it was so, it engaged me. And then health, daily exercise, healthy cooking and eating, strength and confidence, flexibility. Imagine waking up in the morning feeling energized and clear.